Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this Monday of the octave of Easter, we read of the apparition of Christ to the women who went to the tomb. After seeing the signs of the resurrection and listening to the angels, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary ran to bring the message to the disciples. The Gospel says that they were fearful, yet overjoyed. Those two words describe the situation of Christ's disciples in this life, so let's unravel them a bit. The object of those feelings is different. On the one hand, these disciples felt fear when they saw their own weaknesses and limitations. God was entrusting them with great responsibility, given the fact that they were simple, frail, imperfect human beings. They also felt fear because they saw the powerful of this world ranged against them. And they, the disciples, had no particular influence or power or connections. As you can see in the second part of today's Gospel, the powerful of the world found a way to misconstrue the facts and present a false version of what had taken place. On the other hand, the women were overjoyed because the Lord, the one they loved, was alive. He had overcome death. He had confronted the worst of the human condition and had stayed faithful to the Father to the end. And He also had the power to sustain them in their trials, to keep them steady in spite of all the threats ranged against them. The Lord appeared to them on the way to confirm them in their mission. He told them, "Do not be afraid." He didn't mean you should never feel fear. At times we may feel fear in dangerous situations. But what He asked them to do was not to be paralyzed by fear and not to give in to irrational fears. They shouldn't allow fear to mold their mentality, their decisions, their outlook. By appearing to them and impressing upon them the light of His risen humanity, Jesus wanted them to focus on what God can do in our human frailty and not on what evil can do. So what has the Lord done? What has the Lord shown you so that you can be overjoyed? What prompts you to feel fear? What do Jesus' words, "Do not be afraid," mean for you in practical terms? Where are you focusing your gaze? On that which God can do even through our human frailty, or on what the powers of this world can do?